This week we have a special opportunity to have Rosh Chodesh Adar. What's interesting about this year is we have 2 months of Adar, Adar Aleph and Adar Bet, as we bless the month this past Shabbat. And there's a number of very interesting aspects to the fact that we have 2 months of Adar in a leap year. And the whole concept is based on figuring out the calendar, making sure that Pesach falls in the springtime, and every year we're going to lose a certain number of days, lunar calendar versus solar calendar, so we have to catch up by adding a month, the last month of the year, which is the month of Adar, last Hebrew month of the year, in order to be able to celebrate Pesach in the warmer spring months of the year. So the question is, which month do we celebrate Purim? Do we celebrate Purim in the first month of Adar, or do we celebrate Purim in the second month of Adar? What's the answer? Adar Bet. It's based on a Mishnah in Masechet Megillah. The Mishnah says, Karuat Megillah Ba'adar Rishon V'nit Abra Shana Korinota Ba'adar Sheni. If the community read the Megillah in the first Adar, and then they added a month, then the Megillah has to be reread in the second month. So this Mishnah is referring to a time when we didn't have a fixed Jewish calendar, where the entire calendar was based on people going outside, looking up at the sky in the night, and figuring out the moon and the renewal of the moon, and the Sanhedrin would decide if they were going to add a month. And the month that they were going to add is the month of Adar. So in the years that they added a month, they would only add the month after Purim had already taken place. So it's like a funny thing. You could celebrate Purim. All of a sudden, the Sanhedrin says, oh, we're having another month of Adar this year. So they have to actually, in that situation, reread the Megillah in the second month of Adar. What's the reason that we celebrate Purim in the second month of Adar as opposed to the first month? Adar Bet, as opposed to Adar Aleph? Why? Will the real Adar please stand up? Why? Why?
Well, the first one was the one that we had.
Okay, but why should we celebrate it in the second one? Why not in the first one? Yeah?
Because of the way the time aligns, the second one would be more like the original one during the year, a non-leap year.
Okay. It's still Adar, yeah?
Oh, we want Purim to be closer to Pesach.
Why? Do we want Purim to be closer to Pesach?
You won't go a long time without holidays.
Okay, you're on the right track. The Gemara says we want to connect one redemption to another redemption. Lismoch geula legeula. We want to connect the redemption of Purim, the geula of Purim, to the geula of Pesach. Therefore, we want Purim to be closest to be closer to in terms of days and weeks, to be closer to the holiday of Pesach. That's why we celebrate it in the second month. What are some of the differences between Adar Aleph and Adar Bet? We're going to talk about more of them tomorrow. I'm just going to highlight one. Ein bein Adar Rishon Adar Sheni el Kriyat Megillah Matanat Levyonim. Meaning, Adar Rishon is also Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. It's a happy month, so this year we get 60 days of Simcha, not 30 days, which is great. More happiness in the Jewish world, which is always great. But the mitzvot of Purim, we don't celebrate in the first month. Meaning, even though we do Megillah in the second month, what about Matanot Levyonim, Mishloach Manot, Seuda? We don't really do those on the first month. There's a concept of Purim Katan. Maybe when we get up to there, we will discuss it. Tomorrow we're going to talk about what if you're born in 1 month, when does your birthday fall out, when does your bar mitzvah fall out, if a person has to say Kaddish, and issues of that kind. Everybody have a wonderful day. Continue with Ashrei.